From Little Rock Public Radio, good morning. I'm Daniel Breen, sitting in for Nathan Treese. Pulaski County officials have delayed a vote on proposed data center regulations. Members of the County Quorum Court voted to postpone consideration of a one-year moratorium on new large-scale data center projects in a meeting last night. Justices of the peace also voted to dedicate roughly $350,000 for a forensic audit of the county's finances. Attorneys for five women challenging Arkansas's near-total ban on abortion are seeking to depose Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The Arkansas Advocate reports plaintiffs are seeking to question Sanders about her office's communications between friends and family of the lawsuit's lead plaintiff, Emily Waldorf. The group had sought clarification from the governor's office on the state's abortion ban, which only allows the procedure in the case of a medical emergency. Attorneys defending the law argue the state has sovereign immunity, meaning it can't be sued in its own courts. Five women and one physician are suing to overturn Arkansas's abortion ban, which went into effect in 2022. Children in Arkansas's foster care system will be automatically enrolled in a new investment program headed up by President Trump. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced Monday that all children in foster care in the state will be enrolled in the Trump Accounts program. It gives tax-advantaged savings accounts to children with an annual contribution limit of $5,000. Kids born after 2024 are eligible for a $1,000 initial contribution funded by the government. The program is set to launch next month. Meanwhile, a new art exhibit highlights the experience of Arkansas children exiting foster care to return to their families. The exhibit's led by the Arkansas Department of Human Services Division of Children and Family Services, which oversees the state foster care system. Speaking at the Arkansas State Capitol yesterday, Division Director Tiffany Wright said it coincides with National Reunification Month.
We celebrate and honor these families every day, but June provides us a special opportunity to do something different and special. We ask children and families that have been reunified after foster care in our state to create a piece of art that means family to them. And that their answers were beautiful, honest, and full of hope.
The exhibit will be on display through the end of June on the fourth floor of the Arkansas State Capitol in Little Rock. Just over 3,000 children are currently in foster care in the state. And the city of North Little Rock celebrated the opening of a brand new fire station yesterday. The central fire station is located off of 13th and Main Streets in North Little Rock. Gerald Tucker is chief of the North Little Rock Fire Department. He says the new station replaces the original central fire station, which was over 60 years old.
This station's 24,500 square foot. It's got 14 individual bedrooms. The other station had one big bedroom, and then we slowly started putting cubicles in it. Like I said, 24,500 square foot. The biggest thing is for my mechanic. Over here, he can actually pull a fire truck inside and work on it so he's not out in the rain, snow, and heat.
Tucker has overseen the building of four new fire stations and renovations of six during his time as fire chief. Debbie Ross represents North Little Rock's Ward 1 on the city council. Speaking with Little Rock Public Radio after the opening, Ross said she's excited to see the firemen in the new building.
I know they're excited. If you've seen some of the older buildings and the, I guess the facilities that they have had to live in, this is a major upgrade for them, and we want to recruit the best firemen, and if this helps, then we're ready for it.
The fire station was funded by a half-cent sales tax increase passed by North Little Rock voters in 2017. The city's Mayor Terry Hartwick wrapped the opening ceremony by signing a new contract with the International Association of Firefighters Local 35 Union. We'll expect sunny skies here in Little Rock today, getting up to a high of 93 degrees. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with a low of 77. We'll have similar weather for our Thursday tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high of 94. Then we'll see a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday evening. After that, rain will be likely Friday into the weekend. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Breen, and you're listening to Little Rock Public Radio.